baseball can be a funny game sometimes, and I think you have to look at this second game more than anything else. It was the errors that really caught up to you guys in the end.
Yeah, yeah, we made our fair share out there, and you know, and, but a lot of them were, mm-hmm. were fairly early in the game, and mm-hmm. You know, those things we can fix.
Yeah.
You know, in like I just told them, I mean, it's we can fix them in practice, and heck, they might fix them when we go to sleep tonight. You know, so yeah. You know, sometimes you just got to wake up and all, you know, they're gone. Those things we can fix pretty easily. You know, I was proud of the guys. You know, staying in it. I thought we had some fight. You know, left in us even with two outs there, and you know, a couple things even that last inning could have turned out a little bit differently. You know, if there was one out, you know, or so. So, you know, they fought hard. It was yes. a good overall day. We saw a lot of good baseball and had a lot of guys out there contributing. You know, to a league split.
Absolutely, and that's a grand scheme of things. You have to like what you saw today. I know first game you guys really came out swinging well. You swung the bats well, and that helped you out to that 13-2 win there, and or 13-3 win in five innings in that first game, and really did a good job of getting up early on Colby. Even though you were down early, but that big second inning proved to be big for you guys.
Yeah, yeah, it's we got the bats going well and early, and you know, they were off to a hot start, and you know, we needed that to come back and right away you know, get with it. And you know, we did a lot of things well, and we pitched well, and we hit well, and really we fielded pretty well in game one.
Yep, 16 hits in that first game for you guys, and you know, about the continued surgence of Zach Roberts there in that 8-hole, he had 3 RBI, had 2 hits in that first game, and I thought Spencer Kramer in the first game really hit the ball well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I really like our lineup. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about it a couple times, and you know, everyone's doing a good job when they do get their opportunities, you know, we're seeing a lot of pitches when we are up at the plate, putting balls in play and often hitting them hard and putting a lot of pressure on the defense. Zach's doing a really good job. You know, he struggled to start this season, and a quick turnaround and just, you know, stay hot is what we want out of him, and he's doing a good job up there at the plate. And you know, Spencer had a really nice game, and he's done well as a freshman, mm-hmm. and he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, one kid that came in and pinch hit in the last part of the first game, and even came in the second game with a couple hits, Aaron Armendariz.
Yeah, you know, he had a great year last year. He was a big part of our success. He had a high average and was always on base. And you know, I think he's starting to turn the corner a little bit too. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's, you know, in the end, that's what we're working for is you know, at the end of the season, you know, are we all playing our best baseball? And you know, I hope we got 12, 13 guys that are all playing their best baseball, and we can do things like what we did in game two, even though, you know, it didn't work out in a win. But, you know, being able to move around and shift some guys around to you know, make our defense a little bit better here or there and you know, and not really lose much at the plate when we're doing that. So, you know, Aaron's doing a good job. He's been working hard, and, you know, I look forward to his continued success.
Well, the biggest takeaway, I think, for, you know, today here is you're hitting, and there's still a lot to work on, and you're still halfway through the season.
Yeah, that's it's, you know, we've got a lot of practice, you know, upcoming. You know, we're playing once a week. So, you know, we got 3 days here, you know, to finish this week and one before we play Cimarron. So we've got some things we can get a little healthy and you know, and work on a few things. And, you know, we're always asking guys to learn – you know, 3 positions, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's about 10 minutes of a practice in your, you know, secondary position. So, you know, tomorrow and Thursday, that'll give us a good opportunity to, you know, get a little more comfortable in those secondary and you know, third positions that we ask the guys to know.
Big thing about it is just one game out of the season.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Puckett pitched well. Yeah. He had us off. His off speed was working well. We were a little out of sorts there for a while, and then I felt like we started hitting him, seeing him a little bit better. We had talked. We wanted him the inning that we got him out of the game. That was a good opportunity for us. They had some relievers come in and do a good job for them as well. And it is just one game, and it's not the last game of the year. And You know, I think there's a lot we can learn from this game. You know, that, you know, even when it doesn't look real mm-hmm. good, you know, down by six with mm-hmm. one out or yeah. two outs, you know, and, you know, and normally, you know, I guess in a high school baseball game, JP hits it out of the park and it's a tie ball game.
Yeah.
You know, that's really probably never ran through my head mm-hmm. before, but it is this year, you know, in that scenario, I'm like, you know, this is like a next level, you know, kind of game, you know, that we could be looking at here. You know, he hit that ball well, and what a heck of a catch out there, in right center. And but, you know, we're darn near close to tying that game, and, you know, just having that belief that we mm-hmm. can, because this isn't going to be, you know, the last time that we're down.
Yeah.
We're going to give up a lead at some point, and how we respond is more important, you know, than some of the physical stuff we do on the field.
Oh, good effort for your team nonetheless here today in the doubleheader. And thanks again, Coach, for the time. We'll talk to you coming up here, I believe, tomorrow. Yeah, Coach, it's showtime, yeah.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.